Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Coming up in 60 seconds, her boyfriend is participating in a family costume with his ex-wife and his kids. She's been told she can't participate. Is it shady or not? Listen, if you didn't know, we have bonus episodes of The Bert Show. Yep, stuff that we don't get to on the show, you can listen to by going to thebertshow.com/bonusbs. This week, my girl's trip drama has escalated. Is our trip doomed? And then also, Abby shares some of the most unhinged conversations between exes or people who are dating on the app Hinge. And it's so cringy.
So bad.
All right. So all that can be found at thebertshow.com/bonusbs. All right. Her boyfriend is participating in a family costume with his ex-wife and the kids. And she's been told, sorry, you can't participate in this costume. Is it shady or not? Unique relationships and your co-parenting and things of that nature. So if you have experienced this before where you're dating somebody who's doing a family costume with the ex and kids and you're not involved, please call up and give any advice. 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746.
My boyfriend is getting all dressed up for a family costume with his ex-wife and their kids for Halloween. On top of that, I've been told that I can't participate. I'm trying to keep calm and not let my insecurities get the best of me, but I can't help it. I mean, it's not like they've been doing this family costume thing every year to make the kids happy or anything. Nope. It isn't some kind of tradition. This would be the very first time they're doing it. Apparently, his ex came up with this super cute costume idea and convinced him to go along with it because it would be fun for the kids. When I asked if there were a costume for me, I was flat out told no. I was only invited to tag along for the trick-or-treating part, but the costume itself is strictly reserved for the four of them. I even tried asking my boyfriend what the costume is, and he claims he has no idea. He's just supposed to wait for the big reveal. So, my question to you all is this. Is it just an innocent Halloween costume? Or should I be concerned about what's going on here? It feels a bit off to me.
I wish I had a little bit more information because, so this isn't a tradition. It's not something they've been doing every single Halloween. But if this is the first Halloween since the parents have been divorced, maybe she's just trying to show some cohesiveness and that they're going to be able to be good co-parents. That I can see as a plus, and I don't think that's shady. Now, if she is jealous of the new woman and trying to, like, you know, exclude her, then obviously that is shady. I want to believe, I tend to believe the best in people, and that sometimes gets me in trouble, that she wouldn't weaponize her children like this to try to get at her ex-husband's new girlfriend. I'm sure worse has happened. However, she has been asked to tag along. It's not like she's being excommunicated from trick-or-treating altogether. Like, she's invited. She just can't participate in the costume aspect of it. So just get you a cute little jack-o'-lantern shirt or whatever, or some kind of, like, you know, skeleton bone shirt, and do your own thing and tag along. I think here you're just going to have to determine. I can't say whether it's shady or not. I don't think we have enough information to determine that. But you can't forbid him from doing it. It's his kids, and it's for the betterment of his kids.
Yeah, to me, this is simple. It's a family costume, and to put it very bluntly, you're not a part of the family yet. Mm-hmm. It was his ex that came up with the idea. They want to do it for the kids and for him to be one family unit. I think it's a little inconsiderate to not think about how she would feel in this scenario, but if, like you said, this is the first Halloween that they've been split up, I think there's so much on her plate that she's probably not even thinking about what you as the new girlfriend are feeling.
Hey, Al, welcome to the Burt Show. Thanks for joining the conversation. What do you got?
Hi. I think it's nice co-parenting skills when you kind of get the both parents involved. If she was invited, I just work with a blended family, and it's kind of better maybe because you force and stuff. We can all go together. Kind of make it not so awkward. In my relationship, certainly not like that, so that's what I'm striving for in the next. We're in the middle of breaking up, but that's my ideal co-parenting. Like, let's just get along.
Yeah. Because both parents want to be there for the kids for trick-or-treating. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be able to still experience that as a family. So, yeah, I'm leaning towards not shady on this one.
It's hard to say because, like you said, we don't have the information. And I love that you always see the best in people. I think I have the opposite problem. But if I've always maintained that I hesitate to date someone with kids, not because I judge people with kids, but because in situations like these, I just don't feel like there's anything you can do. Even if it is shady, there's not much you can do because you have to allow them the space to do what they want to do to please the kids. And I probably would rather just be out of that picture until they feel like I'm comfortable enough to be a full part of the family and just kind of let that happen and let it be what it is.
Listen, if I'm you, I am encouraging the co-parenting. And I am, like I said, putting on a skeleton sweatshirt and tagging along and participating. Because, I mean, Abby, you're right. I mean, she's a girlfriend. She's not a fiance. She's not a stepmom or the new wife yet. So, and then you can, you know, I think once you're there and you feel it out, you're going to know whether or not it was shady.
100%.
The Burt Show.